हरे कृष्णा। डोंट जस्ट टेक इन द डायग्नोसिस, टेक द प्रेस्क्रिप्शन टू। सपोज अ पर्सन गोज टू अ डॉक्टर एंड कम्स टू नो दैट दे हैव गॉट अ कॉम्प्लिकेटेड डिसीज, एंड दैट पर्सन बिकम्स ओवरवेल्म्ड एज दे अंडरस्टैंड द सटलिटीज ऑफ द डिसीज, द पॉसिबल कॉम्प्लिकेशंस दैट आर देयर, and how the disease gets spread, all those things, as they try to take in, become overwhelmed. And now the doctor, if they are getting overwhelmed, the doctor will tell them, okay, if you can't understand everything now, right now start taking the prescription. That will improve your condition. And that's most important. So, similarly, when we start practicing spiritual life, we start understanding that we are all in a diseased condition. We are souls who have got caught in the material world. Although we long for eternal happiness, because of the diseased nature of our desires, we end up seeking worldly pleasures. And thus we stay caught in material things. So, the first thing is that when we understand this, now we may start wondering, how do the soul get caught in matter? Where did the soul come from? How do material attachments originate? Now, all this, there is philosophy which can help us understand these things, but it is subtle. And if we spend all our time taking in the philosophy, that can just consume us intellectually, exhaust us intellectually, sometimes exasperate us intellectually. And we may just lose out on the opportunity to elevate our consciousness and liberate ourselves from material existence if we just get caught in analysis. Just like a patient doesn't just have to take in the prescription, they have to take the diagnosis also. Doesn't have to take in the diagnosis, that means understand what is the problem. But more importantly, the patient has to take the prescription. Similarly, we too need to take the prescription. We need to start practicing yoga, especially bhakti yoga. As we strive to fix the mind on Krishna, we become purified. Our consciousness becomes elevated. And the more our consciousness gets elevated, the more we are able to rise towards higher reality. The more we are able to raise our consciousness and we are able to understand things better. Because if we are in the lower mode, Rajo Tamo Guna, we really cannot understand things very clearly because our consciousness is lower. Once we come to Sattva Guna, we start understanding things better. And further, it is Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita in 10.10 and 10.11 that he gives intelligence to those who wish to practice bhakti diligently. He gives them intelligence. In 10.10, he says, I give them the intelligence that by which they can come to me. And in 10.11, he states, तेषां एवानुकम्पार्थम् अहमज्ञानजं तमः नाशयाम्यात्मभावस्थो ज्ञानदीपेन भास्वतः तेषां एव अनुकम्पां पार्थ। सो बाय हैविंग मर्सी ऑन हिम ऑन देम ऑन दोस पीपल अनुकम्पा अनुकम्पा अहमज्ञानजं तमः अहम अज्ञानजं तमः। सो knowing that all this is there is this ignorance, nashayamya atmabhavasto, I help to remove the ignorance, remove the darkness of ignorance, jnanadipena bhasvataha, with the torchlight of knowledge. So basically, once we start practicing the process, we become purified, and then understanding also comes by that. So rather than making the practice conditional to a complete understanding, we can and should get a basic understanding of the philosophy. But after that, we start practicing. And rather than seeing understanding and practicing as two discrete stages, it's only after understanding is completed, then practicing will start. We need to see them as overlapping stages, where certainly to some extent understanding comes before practicing. But there may be people who practice even without understanding, if that's a part of their culture. That's not the healthiest way to do it. But the thing is, both of them can be symbiotic. The understanding nourishes the practicing, and the understanding motivates, inspires the practicing, and the practicing influences, enhances the understanding, because when we practice, we get realization. So that way, we rather than making that making waiting rather than just sticking in the prescription, staying on the intellectual level, trying to analyze the philosophy, we actually should try to rise to the devotional level by taking the prescription. And when we take the prescription, jnana vijnana truptatma kutastho vijitendriya yukta ityuchayo te yogi samaloshtrashma kanchanaha. So Krishna says in 6-pointed, jnana vijnana truptatma. Thus by understanding and by realizing. Realizing comes by practicing. Then we become truptatma. We become satisfied. Just as a patient who understands the diagnosis as much as possible and then takes the prescription diligently. By that combination, they can get cured. So similarly, we can become cured, and becoming cured means becoming restored to the natural joyful state of the soul. Thank you. Hare Krishna.